Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishneh Yomis. We are in Masechta Me'ilah. We are doing the sixth parak, and today we will study Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. The Mishnah has been talking about things that make Me'ilah, and the Mishnah tells us, Nasan lo pruta v'yamar lo haveli b'chetzi neiros v'chetzi psilos. Let's say the Balabayas gives a hektish coin to a individual, and he says, buy me candles with half of them and wicks with half of them. The halach ve'evi lo b'kula neiros. So he went ahead and he only purchased one using the whole coin. He didn't follow through, or he said he gave him a coin and he said, I want you to get me just wicks or just candles. And he went and he bought half wicks, half candles. So both the shliach didn't do what he was asked to do. The balabayas didn't do what he was asked to do, but each one did the half that they were, each did the half of the other. In other words, the Balabayas had half his job done, so the Shliach didn't do a pruta's worth of Me'ilah, and the Shliach didn't do a full pruta's worth of Me'ilah either. So therefore, both are in chayv for Me'ilah. If he says to him, bring me candles, half from here and half from here, but if he says, go for to get me from here, and he goes and he does the right amount, but from the wrong places, so then the shliach is moel, because he spent a full pruta's worth. But he did the act of me'ila, because he didn't do what the balabayas told him to do. Now, nasan lo shtei prutos. What if he gives him two prutos? And he says, go get me an esrog. And he goes back and he buys an esrog for a pruta. Must have been a pretty cheap esrog. And a pruta, he gets a pomegranate, so shnei ma'alu. Both of them are ma'al. Why? Because he got him an esrog on the one hand, which means he did, and he spent a pruta, so therefore the balabayas is ma'al. And then he bought something extra, so therefore he didn't do that at the wish of the balabayas, and now the shliach is ma'al also. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, balabayas lo ma'al, shu omer lo esrog gadol isi mevakesh, vehe veseli katan vera. Rabbi Yehuda says, why should the balabayas be chayiv? I told you to get me a good esrog. You brought me a little tiny nothing esrog. Nasan lo dinar zav. What if he gave him a golden dinar? Vamalo haveli chaluk. Get me a suit. Valachibilo bishalosh chaluk bishalosh talis. And he went ahead and he paid half for the suit, and he got it half off, or he bought an inferior quality suit, and then he got a talis at the same price. So both were moho. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer balabayas lo ma'al shu omer chaluk gadol ayisi mevakesh veseli katan vera. He says to me, I wanted top of the line. You didn't get me top of the line. You went ahead. It's nice. You bought the talus also, but you didn't do what I asked you to do. And if you don't do what I asked you to do, then in such a situation, I shouldn't be chayav me'ilah. And that's the way Rabbi Yehuda holds. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.